Welcome to the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it's great to be here with you today. I'm getting into the swing of a new life rhythm, and the most important thing that we can do as we make adjustments in life is to continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we find ourselves in Luke chapter 5, so let's dive in. Once he was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret, the crowd was pushing in on him to better hear the word of God. He noticed two boats tied up. The fishermen had just left them and were out scrubbing their nets. He climbed into the boat that was Simon's and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Sitting there, using the boat for a pulpit, he taught the crowd. When he finished teaching, he said to Simon, "Push out into deep water and let your nets out for a catch." Simon said, "Master, we've been fishing hard all night and haven't caught even a minnow. But if you say so, I'll let out the nets." It was no sooner said than done. A huge haul of fish, straining the nets past capacity. They waved to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They filled both boats, nearly swamping them with the catch. Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell to his knees before Jesus. "Master, leave. I'm a sinner and I can't handle this holiness. Leave me to myself." When they pulled in that catch of fish, awe overwhelmed Simon and everyone with him. It was the same with James and John, Zebedee's sons, co-workers with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "There is nothing to fear. From now on, you'll be fishing for men and women." They pulled their boats up to the beach, left them, nets and all, and followed him. One day in one of the villages, there was a man covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him in prayer and said, "If you want to, you can cleanse me." Jesus put out his hand, touched him, and said, "I want to be clean." Then and there, his skin was smooth. The leprosy was gone. Jesus instructed him, "Don't talk about this all over town. Just quietly present your healed self to the priest along with the offering ordered by Moses." Your cleansed and obedient life, not your words, will bear witness to what I have done for you. But the man couldn't keep it to himself, and the word got out. Soon a large crowd of people had gathered to listen and to be healed of their ailments. As often as possible, Jesus withdrew to out-of-the-way places for prayer. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and religion scholars were sitting around. They had come from nearly every village in Galilee and Judea, even as far away as Jerusalem, to be there. The healing power of God was on him. Some men arrived carrying a paraplegic on a stretcher. They were looking for a way to get into the house and set him before Jesus. When they couldn't find a way in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof, removed some tiles, and let him down in the middle of everyone right in front of Jesus. Impressed by their bold belief, he said, "Friend, I forgive your sins." That set the religion scholars and Pharisees buzzing. "Who does he think he is? That's blasphemous talk. God and only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew exactly what they were thinking and said, "Why all this gossipy whispering? Which is simpler to say, 'I forgive your sins,' or to say, 'Get up and start walking'? Well, just so it's clear that I am the Son of Man and authorized to do either or both," he now spoke directly to the paraplegic. "Get up, take your bedroll, and go home." Without a moment's hesitation, he did it. Got up, took his blanket, and left for home, giving glory to God all the way. The people rubbed their eyes incredulous, and then also gave glory to God. Awestruck, they said, "We've never seen anything like that." After this, he went out and saw a man named Levi at his work collecting taxes. Jesus said, "Come along with me," and he did, walked away from everything and went with him. Levi gave a large dinner at his home for Jesus. Everybody was there, tax men and other disreputable characters as guests at the dinner. The Pharisees and religious scholars came to his disciples, greatly offended. "What is he doing eating and drinking with crooks and sinners?" Jesus heard about it, spoke up. "Who needs a doctor? The healthy or the sick? I'm here inviting outsiders, not insiders, an invitation to a changed life, changed inside and out." They asked him, "John's disciples are well known for keeping fasts and saying prayers. Also the Pharisees. but you seem to spend most of your time at parties. Why? Jesus said, when you're celebrating a wedding, you don't skimp on the cake and wine. You feast. Later, you may need to pull in your belt, but this isn't the time. As long as the bride and groom are with you, you have a good time. When the groom is gone, the fasting can begin. No one throws cold water on a friendly bonfire. This is kingdom come. No one cuts up a fine silk scarf to patch old work clothes. You want fabrics that match. And you don't put wine in old cracked bottles. You get strong, clean bottles for your fresh vintage wine. And no one who has ever tasted fine aged wine prefers unaged wine. In the story of the miraculous catch of fish, it never quite dawned on me exactly how many fish that they caught and what it meant for those fishing families. To have two boats filled with fish, that was enough money that they would be set for life. They were able to walk away from their livelihood because their families were taken care of. They answer the call of Jesus to fish for people because of this miracle. They had been eking out a living to that point, but now God provided more than enough. I think ahead a little bit to the catch of Peter on that day of Pentecost of 3,000 people saved that day. This story reminds me that when God calls you, He will provide for you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus and His provision, His forgiveness of our sins, and His willingness to touch even those who are unclean. Thank you so much for Jesus. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.